something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, the Priestly Ministry of a Believer.
Hallelujah.
You know, when the anointing is corrupted, when the anointing is corrupted, a man becomes like a devil. He starts doing supernatural things that are destructive. Ahithophel's counsel was turned to foolishness. For the first time in his life, when they were asking how to catch David, he said, I know what to do. And then he told them what to do. For the first time in his life, somebody said, Ahithophel's counsel is not good at this time. And guess what? He couldn't take it. Proud men can't take rebuke. That's to show you the kind of man Ahithophel was. Proud man. He couldn't take it. He killed himself. Because his counsel was turned to foolishness. Let me explain something there. When you study it properly, you will discover that Ahithophel's counsel was actually correct. It was accurate. What he said was accurate, military wise. He was correct. It was what the other man said that was wrong. But you know what? This is the beauty of God. This is the glory of God. Listen, the race is not to the swift. Neither is the battle to the strong. When the anointing of God is on your life, the little that you do will produce results. But when the anointing is not there, when a man is cut away from the anointing, it doesn't matter how accurate you are. It doesn't matter how correct you are. It doesn't matter what kind of answers you have given. They may be the best answers. But you know what? People will look at you narrowly. You still will not be heard. Whew. Yet you have the best answers. Do you know in life, there are people who are some of the best preachers, some of the best politicians, some of the best singers. But they cannot be known, and they will never be known, beyond their yard, beyond their estate. You know why? God resists the proud. Every time they want to rise, it's not the devil that's resisting them, it's God. Every time. But God gives grace to the humble. Grace. Promotion to the humble. Tell somebody, humility pays. You know, some people think that when you're humble, you're stupid. No. When you're humble, you're not stupid. You're wise. Yes. You know, when we were a kid, when I was a kid, they taught us a little song. Be careful, little child, what you do. Be careful, little child, what you do. For the Father up above is looking down below. So be careful, little child, what you do. Good and bad. Good in the sense that it helped you to know there's someone to whom you're accountable. Very important. But bad if it stopped there. Without letting you know that this Father up above is not just up above, he's down here with us. So you don't run away from God. And that's the reason many children run away from God. As they grew up, they run away from God. Some of you, you can now understand why you backslid. When you were 14, 15, you ran away from God. Not wanting to go to church. See? Because you were afraid of God. Because you were always doing something that was wrong. But God's not looking for all the bad things you're doing. God, it's salvation is God's idea. Come on. Did you hear Adam saying, when God said, Adam, where art thou? And he said, Lord, please save me. No, he ran away. He hid himself. Where are you? Finally said, I heard your voice, and I found out I was naked. I decided to hide. I was naked. Imagine Eve saying, is he coming here? Is he coming here? Do you ever just get married? And your visitor who was used to coming to your house, you know, whenever he was looking for you, he could come straight to your room to look for you. Now you're married. He doesn't seem to understand that things have changed. He's knocking at every door. Where are you? The new madam will say, what? Is he coming inside here? Finish it. And had made us kings. Had made us what?
Kings.
What do you have in your Bible? Full stop?
No.
What do you have?
And.
You have and there?
Yes.
He had made us what? Kings. So we can decree a thing and have it established unto us. So we can rule and reign with him. It says, they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign as kings in the realm of life. In the realm of life. In the name of Jesus. Oh, I refuse to have tuberculosis. In the name of Jesus, I walk into this hospital world. I claim I have dominion over every germ, over all bacteria, over all the viruses. In the name of Jesus. And I'm going to lay hands on them in the chest ward. You know, I used to go to the chest ward to minister to people years ago. And the nurses, we have cotton wool in their nostrils. They couldn't take it because they were sick with tuberculosis. And they were caught. It was terrible. And I'll come with two or three of my friends to minister at the chest ward. There's where I learned that it was wrong to sit on the patient's bed. Who would sit on the bed? And you know, these nurses couldn't take it. And we had our nostrils open, our mouths open, everything was open. We were talking, but we had the spirit of dominion. We didn't come to catch the flu or to have tuberculosis. We came to cure them. I have the spirit of dominion in the name of Jesus. I refuse to be afraid. When fear rises against you and you feel like, fear, you say in the name of Jesus, I will not fear. And when you say, I will not fear, you know what? Fear is a spirit. Did you know that fear is a spirit? So you say, I will not fear. I refuse to fear. I refuse to fear. I refuse to fear. Or you feel like something is happening to you and you seem to have an idea of what it is. It's bad news. You tell yourself, I will not fear. In the name of Jesus, I refuse to fear. In the name of Jesus, I refuse to fear. Tubal blockage. Hey, no fear. Fear, no. You tell your wife, don't worry. Your tubes are open. But the doctor said, who had believed our report? The doctor said, Dr. Jesus has opened them. All right. Are you ready for this now? And had made us kings and priests.
Hallelujah.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back. the troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Judy from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
The Love World Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love Old Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love Old Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy, Eroni Memorial Building, Akisim, opposite Soroti Taxi Park, Eastern Uganda, and Christ Embassy, Nakatunya Widows Hall, Eastern Uganda. Worship with us on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 6 p.m. You can call us on 0705-386-452.
This is the continuation of the message, the priestly ministry of a believer.
Hallelujah.
You know who a priest is? Oh, who is a priest? Quickly, Hebrews, turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 8. Let's quickly define it. Oh, boy. Priest, am I a priest? Did I hear the word of God say I'm a priest? Am I a priest? Dear Jesus, am I a priest? Hey, watch this. Are you there now? I'm reading from verse 1. Now of the things which we have spoken, this is the sum. We have such an high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle which the Lord pitched and not man. For every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices. Wherefore it is of necessity that this man have somewhat also to offer. Did you hear what I just read to you? He says what? Every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices. Now that means every priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices. The high priest is the chief among the priests. All right? Okay. Now, the responsibility of a priest is to minister to God. That is high class operation, high class service. That's the highest thing. I don't know if you're following this. He says he had made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. The priest ministers to God. That means he serves God. He has something to offer to God. He has something to give to God. You know what it is to be the one that is assigned to bring something to the Father. You are the one to go. No ordinary man can do that. The Bible says, no man taketh this honor upon himself. You are a priest. Which means you minister to God in things pertaining to man, and you minister to man in things pertaining to God. So what? It's a different kind of prayer life. Once you enter your office of priesthood, you will stop the beggarly life. You will stop this Give me this, give me this, the prayer of the givens. You will stop fighting. You know, a lot of us are fighting. In the name of Jesus, I command the devil to go. Go! In the name of Jesus. Oh, Satan. Oh, Satan. Satan is more popular with them than God. Satan, today is today. Oh, Satan. Satan is defeated. Stop trying to defeat him. Because he's been defeated. He's not a factor. He doesn't count. Did you hear what I said? When I consider things about my life, Satan is not among them. He's not a factor. I'm not thinking about him. When I think about everything I want to do, where I want to go, what I want to say, Satan is not a factor. I think about Papa God and his son Jesus. I think about the Holy Ghost and about angels. I think about even the sinners. I think about God's children. But Satan is not a factor. Why? He's being defeated. He's cut off from God. He's not a factor. If he does show up, get out. And we continue what we are doing. Hallelujah. Are you still there? Say this with me. Satan is not a factor. Now from tomorrow night, I'm going to be showing you the ministry of the priests. Oh, how are we going to do this? Every one of you would see yourself as a priest. You are a priest of God. You are serving in the sanctuary of God. And every day you have to be in office. Thank you, Jesus. Lekos angradigavahasko shalamanda. Hallelujah. Oh, what is the Spirit saying? What is the Spirit saying to the church? Thank you, Lord Jesus. There's a word. There's a word, he says. A word that brings light. A word that takes away the darkness. A word that gives direction. There's a word, he says. And when you receive that word, light shows out of obscurity. When you receive that word, you walk in the direction of God. When you receive that word, confusion is out the window. Yea, when you receive that word, the true light shines. There's a word, he says. And when that word is given, not only do you walk in health, you walk in strength, saith the Lord. Yea, for the word has been given, saith the Lord. All you have to do is listen for it, that you might receive it. So saith the Spirit of God unto you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to his holy name forever. Open your mouth and worship him in praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I pray for you tonight that the blessing of God's word will rest upon you and in your home. Health is yours. Strength is yours. Promotion is yours. Protection is yours. Increase is yours. In the name of Jesus. No weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. And God will increase you from glory to glory. You will move from grace to grace, from strength to strength, and continually experience the victory of Christ in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Eroni Memorial Building, Akisim, opposite Soroti Taxi Park, Eastern Uganda, and Christ Embassy, Nakatunya Widows Hall, Eastern Uganda. Worship with us on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 6 p.m. You can call us on 0705-386-452.